Recite the brothers and sisters in the sun. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this very virtuous gathering. Gathering in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is one of the most auspicious kinds of gatherings. A gathering seeking knowledge of Allah's religion. Inshallah, I'd like to speak about the virtue of seeking knowledge according to the Sunnah of Salah. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem, He praises people of knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Allah raises those who have faith وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ Allah raises those who have iman and they have knowledge دَرَجَاتٍ And here the scholars, they say that what does it mean that Allah raises people of iman and people of knowledge? Does He raise them in this world? Does He make them kings? Does He make them rich? No, this is not what He meant here. But the darajat that is referred to is in paradise, in Jannah. In the ranks in paradise, people will be raised in accordance to their faith in Allah and their knowledge. So if all of us, we ask ourselves, right, especially the kids, do you want to be in a higher place in Jannah? What do you think? Do you want to be in a higher place in Jannah?
Yes.
Of course. So what is the path to that? Through knowledge and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have been given knowledge, those who have sought and seeking knowledge. So for this reason, the Salaf of Salih, the early predecessors, they had so much eagerness to pursue knowledge. They realized that seeking knowledge is an obligation. Does anybody know a hadith about seeking knowledge? The Prophet ﷺ, what did he say? I'll give you a hint. It says, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيدَكُ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ Seeking knowledge is a fariḍa. You know what fariḍa means? Is it something good or is it something obligatory? Obligatory, right? Sisters, seeking knowledge, in this hadith, the word Muslim, it includes the female, the Muslim. Seeking knowledge is for the men and the women and the children. So seeking knowledge is an obligation. Fariḍa ala kulli Muslim. Imam Shafi'i, everybody's heard of Imam Shafi'i, the great Imam, he said, there is no better action after the obligatory actions than seeking knowledge. Now, the obligatory actions, praying, applying salah, fasting, Ramadan, Hajj, Zakat, after those things, he said, there's nothing better than seeking knowledge. There's nothing more virtuous in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than seeking knowledge. Ali radiallahu anhu, which Khalifa was he? Third? Which Khalifa? The fourth, right? Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, and this is a very beautiful statement regarding the importance of knowledge. He said, if you want the dunya, if you want the worldly things, then seek knowledge. If you want to get anything in the worldly affairs, you need to go to college, you need to get a degree, you have to get a specialization, right? So seek knowledge. He said, if you want the dunya, seek knowledge. And then Ali said, if you want the akhirah, then you should seek knowledge. Because if you want to get anything that is with Allah, then the way to it is by learning how to obey Allah's command, how to teach the matters of his religion to others. This is the way we can get multiple rewards. It's a sadaqah jariyah. In kunta turidu al-akhirah fa'alayka bil-ilm. He said, if you want the afterlife, then seek knowledge. And he said, if you want the dunya and the akhirah together, then what? seek knowledge. So seeking knowledge is the way to goodness in this world and in the next world. This is the virtue of it. But of course, what is meant by seeking knowledge as an obligation of every Muslim is the religious knowledge. Learning science, learning math, or learning biology, these are not obligatory sciences for the whole world. It's obligatory for some people. There should be some female doctors. There should be some people in our community that can take care of the needs of the Muslim society. But the obligatory knowledge is for every individual is a matter of religion. Also, Abu Darda, one of the great Sahaba, he has a very, very beautiful, beautiful hadith regarding religion. He said in this hadith that the virtue of the scholar over the worshipper is like the virtue of the full moon over the rest of the stars in the sky. This is actually not the words of Abu Darda. These are the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Darda is a narrator. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if anyone travels on a road in search of knowledge, Allah will cause him to travel on one of the roads of paradise.
You hear that, kid?
If anybody travels on the roads of seeking knowledge, Allah will cause him not to travel on the road to one of the roads of paradise. The angels will lower their wings in their great pleasure to the one who seeks knowledge. The angels, they lower their wings, and this is a sign of the mercy and the love for the seeker of knowledge, that the angels cover them with their wings. And we all have angels around us. The mentions in the Quran, we have the Maqibas, angels behind us and in front of us that protect us from harm. And without those angels, when Allah decrees a bad thing to happen, those angels move out of the way and harm befalls us. So Allah tells the angels to cover their wings on the seeker of knowledge. The inhabitants of the heavens and the earth and the fish and the deep waters will seek forgiveness for the learned men. See the fish in the bottom of the ocean, the birds in the sky? They actually ask Allah to forgive the people of knowledge. They are making dua for the forgiveness of the people of knowledge. That shows you the virtue, the special status they have, that even the animals in the heavens and earth pray for them. So wouldn't you want to be one of those people? Okay? Then he said the superiority of the worshipper, of the learned man over the worshipper, is like the moon over the rest of the stars. And the learned are the heirs of the prophets. The scholars are the inheritors. Wouldn't you want to inherit the what was left behind by our messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The prophets did not leave gold or silver. They only left knowledge. Whoever takes it has a big fortune. Has a big fortune. So one of the main reasons why the alim, as Imam Ahmad said, the scholar in the alim ashaddu ala shaytan min alfi alim. The scholar is stronger against the shaytan than 1,000 worshippers. Subhanallah. Because the worshipper, he might worship Allah, but the shaytan might lead him astray through his worship. He could fall into innovations and go astray, like the Nasara. But the alim, because of the knowledge that Allah has given the alim, he will be able to see the traps of the shaytan and save himself and others from falling into it. Ibn Hazm, rahimahullah, he said, if the learned ponder the hours he spent learning, he would realize it saved him from humiliation and being dominated by the ignorance. And it provided him with the joy of discovering what is hidden from others. And he would excel in praising Allah full of majesty. And he would be more pleased with the knowledge he has, and he would deepen his desire to increase knowledge. You know, there's a verse in the Quran in Surah Dariyah, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and mankind except to worship me. If you look in the tafsir of this ayah, many of the ulama, when it says Allah said that He did not create any man except to worship Him, they said worship here includes learning or discovering more about Allah. Because a person cannot worship what he doesn't know. So some of the ulama interpreted the ayah to say that Allah has not created jinn and mankind except to learn about Allah. Because if we don't know who Allah is, how are we going to worship Him? So seeking knowledge is needed to make the worship of Allah, to fulfill why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. And finally, the two people that we're allowed to have jealousy from is a man who Allah blessed with knowledge and He teaches it, and a man who has money and He spends it for the sake of Allah. This is two people that we should be jealous of in a good way. Meaning we should wish to be like that. If we see somebody that Allah gave them some knowledge and they're trying to teach it to others, we should wish we can also do that. And if we see somebody, Allah blessed them with some wealth, and He's spending it for His sake, we should wish we could do that also. This is not, this is a type of permissible jealousy. Finally, one other point I'd like to share, inshallah, today, before we finish. Of course, we know the virtue of seeking knowledge and the virtue of coming to learn about Islam, but also how do we keep this knowledge? Once we learn about Islam, we get our faith in Allah, but we want to keep it strong and stay on the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the way to do that is by renewing our what we already know, by refreshing our knowledge. In the Sirat al-Mustaqim, we say 17 times every day, copy us on the straight path. Which means that it's not enough to know whatever we already know about Islam, because we're forgetting things every day. Human being is forgetful. So unless we're learning, we're decreasing in knowledge. So we have to try to get closer to the people of knowledge so that we can learn from them. Also, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we should ask Allah to increase us in knowledge. Knowledge is only from Allah. Rabbi is in the name. We ask, oh Allah, give me knowledge. It cannot be taken from books. Knowledge is not taken from books. We cannot put a book and just make us have the understanding of it. So Allah will give us the understanding. Even Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, I read 100 tafsir of an ayah, I still didn't understand. Then I went and sajda to Allah, and I asked Allah, oh, the one who taught Da'ud, oh, the one who gave Surah Ibrahim the understanding, give me the knowledge, then Allah opened the knowledge. So knowledge is a light from Allah. It's a light in the heart. It's not something that we just would acquire like chemistry or physics, we can just read books. The light that Allah puts in the heart of the servant. And it has to be coupled with taqwa of Allah. Imam Shafi'i, he has a famous poem where he saw the foot of a woman, or he glanced at the ankle of a woman, and because of that he couldn't memorize anything, or he had his memory got affected. So he went to his sheikh Waqi', he complained and said, for some reason I'm not able to memorize anymore. So the sheikh, he gave him a good word of advice. He says, Shafi'i, he says, شَكَوْتُ إِلَىٰ وَكِيْهِ سُوءَ حِفْظِي. I complained to Shaykh Waqi' about my bad memory. فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكُ الْمَعَاصِي. So he told me, stay away from sins. فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورًا. Indeed, knowledge is a light. وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُهْدَىٰ لِعَاصِي. The light of Allah is not given to a sinning person. Imam Shafi, just because he looked at the ankle of a lady, he realized the effect of it on his knowledge. So knowledge is sought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you should have taqwa of Allah. وَاتَّقُوا وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ. Have taqwa, have faith in Allah, and Allah will teach you. Finally, again, so how do we keep this knowledge and this faith? Keeping good company. Keeping in the company of good, righteous people. Just like this gathering tonight, alhamdulillah, all of us are, inshallah ta'ala, from the people that Allah loves. People who love the masjid or the shaykh of Allah on the day of judgment. Right? There's a hadith of 7 people in the shaykh of Allah on the day of judgment. A man whose heart is attached to the masjid.
So inshallah, just like we're here gathered today, may Allah gather us under the sheet on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, inshallah. So this is a good gathering. Being around righteous people is a way to keep our faith and our iman strong. Also, from the ways to keep our iman and faith strong is by avoiding the places where evil is being done, evil speech is being said, where music and other things are being done that are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another important aspect of keeping our faith strong is that we refresh our iman by reading the Quran and pondering the meanings, reflecting on the verses of Allah, looking deeply at His signs in the Quran. This is a way of building our iman and making it stronger and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us firm in our iman and our faith, and to give us beneficial knowledge, and to accept from all of us and make us and our wives and family firm in faith.